Let's play this clip. This was an email from yesterday's program. Go! This is from John, and he writes, I was wanting massage this weekend, so I went on Craigslist. I found an Asian chick who was a local that I went to. However, I was shocked at the end. There was no happy ending. Have any of you ever heard of an Asian chick that is offering massage that did not offer a happy ending?
That is also a new phenomenon because a lot of Chinese have taken over these old spas and the Chinese don't give you the happy ending. They just give you the really bad massage.
All right, and Seabass took some initiative. I got to hand it to the lad. He took some initiative and he decided to take this consumer complaint, which is exactly what it was.
All right, where do you go these days?
The government.
Government can help.
There was only one municipality that was having an open meeting yesterday, and that was the Dunwoody City Council. And
they
have a bunch of presentations, then they have public comment. Unfortunately, during public comment, they're not allowed to converse with you because they don't want arguments and stuff like that.
Right.
So basically,
debate.
Yeah, exactly. So I had to go up to the podium, stood literally four feet away from me to Larry, between six council members and the mayor, and just got stared daggers at. When I complained about no happy endings at massage parlors.
Let's hear this.
I've been a resident for about 3 years now and really have enjoyed our great massage parlors. For the past few years, there has been no problem as far as receiving a happy ending at the end of the massage. Recently, that has changed dramatically. And I don't know if that's a new policy from Dunwoody, if it's new groups of immigrants. There's been a lot of discussion, especially online, about Chinese folks coming in and taking over these businesses. And I wanted to bring that to your all's attention, that it's something, used to be something that would, almost no questions asked. You get to the end.
So they're just staring recognizing that they don't
have to. They must be thinking, this guy's from another planet. I don't even speak his language.
There's one guy in like the third row behind me I can hear cracking up because he must have figured out who I was. But everyone else, it's like all these middle-aged guys, one middle-aged woman just like,
huh?
What?
There's so many levels of wrong here.
Man.
He's just kind of like made racial cracks.
Right.
And not that they're bad. It's just like when you hear Chinese
right.
You know, no government official wants to hear, well, them Chinese are moving in.
That yellow tide.
They don't want to deal with anybody.
Watch out for them high yellers coming
right.
in.
So that's, and then plus the whole sexual aspect is just beyond creepy.
What are you wearing?
Literally the same outfit I have on right now.
What a surprise.
That's okay.
What are you wearing?
Just a polo shirt, jeans, and t-shirt, and sneakers.
I thought it was a regular gal shirt.
But you look nice. I mean, you look presentable.
I look better than some of the guys in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Almost no questions asked. You get to the end, it would happen. You know, that would be too vulgar. Not only is it kind of what we can take on this, but yeah, I can't say all those in favor, obviously, because you guys are not allowed to comment.
He's holding his own vote.
Yeah, what I did is I held my hand up like,
who's
in favor? Happy endings.
They don't even know what they're voting on. And who is this guy calling for a vote? Have you been elected?
I held my hand up and they just kept staring daggers at me. So I was like, well, I guess you guys can't comment because it's a public comment. So back and forth.
Yeah. So, but you decided that would be a good time to call for a vote.
A resolution of some sort.
Resolution.
Well, you're there at a council meeting.
Being resolved.
What was the resolution? Like, if I'm a council member, I'm saying, what exactly am I voting
on? Whereas we used to get happy endings at the end of our massages, and now we don't. Let it be resolved that the city of Dunwoody hates this. I don't know, something like
that. Who's with me? You reduced Dunwoody's government to, like, a Facebook post. Who likes this?
That's the kind of vote we can take on this. Yeah, I can't say all those in favor, obviously, because you guys are not allowed to comment. So I guess I'm trying to just get the groundwork down, figure out what's going on, bring this to y'all's attention, and see where we can go from here. Thank you.
All right, wonderful. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Sebastian. Thank you for the last little second.
Oh, you're on record, dude. They're probably watching. If you had a house, they'd be watching it.
Thank you.
All right, wonderful. Thank you, Sebastian.
Did you say Mr. Sebastian?
I Googled on my iPhone. It's a random address in Dunwoody. Put that down. Because you have to register ahead of time to make comments.
Yeah.
I was on, perimeter walk something or other.
A way to give out the phony address too on the air for serving no purpose. for gawkers.
There's a purpose there.
So then what happened?
I sat down in the back and immediately a couple of the citizens, as well as there were a bunch of cops there, as there usually are.
Yeah.
They grabbed me and they said, hey, come talk to us.
They were interested in what you had to say.
Yeah, exactly. So the citizen thought that I was actually complaining about massage parlors, not about the lack of happy endings.
Right.
Whereas the cop knew what was going on. And the first part of this is a little background noise because the meeting is still going on in the back. So the cop pulls me aside and tries to explain to me that happy endings are, in fact, illegal.
I mean, you know, a happy ending is illegal.
When you hold the cap taxpayers,
I thought that 30 years, if they were, licensed, that was not a problem.
Oh, no. It's illegal whether they're licensed or not licensed.
I mean, I'm not talking about full on, just like a band or whatever.
Right.
You know,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I did not. That's always the impression I had.
No, it's places do that. But it's certainly illegal.
Sort
but it may just be more of an awareness about what's going on. I know that there's been some discussion about a massage parlor ordinance for the city.
That would make it legal?
No. It could make it legal. Legal because it's illegal by the state. We can't make something legal. State law says it is illegal.
So there
you go. I love that. Hey, you got to give it to Dunwoody, taking the time to sit you down and explain the law to you.
There you go.
I would have just kicked you in the ass and knocked you out of the courthouse. But
the guy's got a badge.
It was nice about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have dragged him out by his knuckles. Wow.
Good work.
Yeah, he had me hoping. Like we're talking about a city ordinance about massage parlors. But that would make it legal?
No. Nope.
Well, it's a consumer issue. You don't want people being cheated, whether it's a...
I don't care what the service is. You have a certain expectation when you put your money in.
Right. Yeah. Consumer products.
And even the cops said, look, there are some places that do that, but...
It's illegal.
We should have asked them which ones.
Exactly. One of the citizens who was talking to me was like, are you talking about blah, blah, blah spa over on so-and-so road? I was like, oh, yeah, they're great. They used to do it, too. It's like, well, that's the problem I had.
So you probably got three places shut down. By identifying them as where you've gotten hand shandies.
Yeah, I went on Craigslist of this address and didn't work out. All right, thank you, Seabass, for that. That was awesome.
Good job.
TRG team.
Yeah, you know what? That's team.